Welcome to Brand Appeal, where we talk about brand storytelling in the digital age. I'm your host, Shannon Peel, and today I talk with Jim Hipkin about how to get your traffic to go from where they first see you to your website and then convert by hitting that buy button. So if you want to make more sales on your website, this is the episode for you. But before we talk to James, I just want to let you know he is one of the speakers at the Standout Summit. And if you haven't got your ticket yet, make sure that you drop by marketappeal.com/event. And that's event singular, not plural, to ensure that you get your ticket to the Standout Summit, where 15 presenters will talk about how you can stand out on today's digital marketplace over 5 days. And you get so much at this event, including a digital book. So drop by marketappeal.com today. Now let's talk with James about how you can get the traffic you want to your website and get it to convert. So James, I want to thank you very much for joining me today on Brand Appeal. And I've got one question for you. What is it that you want to be known for?
I would like to be known for as the guy who understands how strategy results in better websites.
Well, isn't that the million-dollar question? We go out, we do all this work, we get the traffic to our website, and it doesn't convert.
Exactly. I audit websites, and that's the number one problem I see is there's no strategy behind what's there. It's what I call checkboxism.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me, what is checkboxism?
Checkboxism is the business owner has a list of things that they know they need to do, and having a website is one of them. So they call up their nephew to make a website, or they go to Fly By Night Web Dev, or they go to Wix or Squarespace, and they create a website, and there it is. It's a website. So they've checked the box, and they think they're done. You're laughing.
Yes, because it's so true. It's so true. Then you start growing that website because you put on blog posts. And before you know it, your website says you do a million and one things. And nobody has a clue about what it is you do, let alone what to do.
Exactly. When I'm doing a website audit, and this surprises many people, we'll spend the first 15 minutes of 30 minutes not talking about the website at all. We'll spend the first 15 minutes talking about who exactly is your best customer, and by extension, who is your prime prospect, and what is their journey?
That is important, that customer journey, understanding not only what the customer is going to do on your website, but how is your customer going to get there?
Well, how they're going to get there, but even more important, You want the website to be part of the journey. You mm-hmm. don't want the website to be an interruption. You want the website to support their journey. Mm-hmm. Because when you do that, you end up with what I call relationship equity, which is really what makes the difference between a product with a name and a brand. If you have relationship equity where the consumer has received value beyond the functional and transactional, then you start to get a real brand, not a product with a name. And the distinction is important.
Yeah.
And your website is particularly in this day and age, if there's anything positive that's come out of the pandemic, it's the rapid growth of online activity and online business. And that genie is not going back in the bottle. Mm-mm. So you need to take advantage. Your website is the most valuable digital asset that a business owns, and most of them are terrible.
What makes a terrible? Like what, when you look at it, what is the number one mistake that most people make?
The number one mistake that people make is that the copy on the website is what I call inside out. They bleat on about themselves. Mm-hmm. People are there to solve a problem. They have a pain that they're trying to get resolved. So if they land on your website and you are talking about their problem, they will engage with what it is you're saying. If they land on your website and you're bleating about how wonderful you are, mm-hmm. it's like, why are you shouting at me? I'm here to find a solution for whatever the problem is that I'm on a journey about. Talk to me about that.
Yes.
I know it sounds, people tell me when I talk to them about, well, this makes so much common sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It does.
But people don't do it.
And this is what I talk about all the time, is how to tell that, basically, to understand your customer enough that you're able to tell them their story to them.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You don't know these people. There's 20 different people there. You need to be able to tell them a story that engages each one of them. And then they go, oh, that's the solution I've been looking for.
Exactly. And another classic example of this is the About Us page, which is typically the second most trafficked page on a website. I have a little pro tip for you. It's not about you. It's about them still. And a really effective About Us page, it does communicate about the company, but it does it from the point of view of why is the company trying to support their customers? Why was this company created? What is the problem the company is trying to solve? Make it all about your best customer and by extension, your prime prospect.
What that really comes down to though, is these businesses really need to understand which one problem they want to solve. And the thing is we want to solve way more than just one problem.
Let me give you a different perspective on that. One of the other things I talk about with websites and website audits is, you know, the call to action. I don't like the word call to action.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to think of it as pathways. Most businesses have subsegments in their audience. You know, for example, I coach a professional public speaker. She's a paid keynote speaker. She's very successful. Her website was terrible. And when we really started talking about her audience, we realized that she had three audiences. There were event organizers, very specific demographic and attitudinal set involved with the event organizer, who were looking for paid keynote speakers who would make them look good.
Mm-hmm.
She worked with corporate HR directors who hired her to come into corporations and teach the executives how to be better communicators. Those two people could not be more different.
No.
They're looking for the same broad solution, but they're very different people. And then the third group that she works with is senior executives, mostly women, who are suddenly finding themselves on stages and don't know what to do.
Okay.
Again, very different audience, very different need set. Mm-hmm. So rather than thinking in terms of trying to be all things to all people, which never works, or being too granular, think about the two or three significant subsets you've got inside your audience and then create pathways for them on the homepage so that they know, yeah, that's for me. Because when they choose that pathway, two very important things are happening. They're telling you who they are, and they're giving you permission to speak to them.
True.
Right? So those pathways and doing that makes a huge difference on how effective a website can be. Because by virtue of giving you permission to speak to them, it allows you to tell your story in more detail,
mm-hmm.
but you're telling it very specifically and very intentionally for that audience because they've told you who they are.
Yeah, that makes sense because you're kind of giving them the choice of go A, B, or C.
Right.
Or why are you here?
And if you can get them to engage, because I mean, one of my little signature speech here is 6 ways to engage website visitors in 6 seconds or less,
mm-hmm.
because truly you don't have more than 6 seconds. And if you can get them to engage that way by inviting them to this next page, you've got them through the 6 seconds, they've given you permission to talk to them, and then you can start to create value that goes on the functional benefit beyond the functional benefits of your product or service. And that's what starts to create a brand.
I know that my website has issues. I know the things that I've done wrong, but then it's like, okay, so how can I fix this? How can I go back and restructure all of this when I have 600 to 1,000 pages of information and all these internal links. Because right. I have what we call an authority site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building an authority site. I'm building a media site where people can come and tell their brand stories to the marketplace. But that is more than just me solving a problem, because there's just, it's information. It's an information overload.
Well, it's not necessarily a problem, because that information helps give you domain authority. It helps make you more appealing to the Google search bots and all that good thing. And people who are landing through organic search are going to very specific pages.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to apply the six ways to every single page in your website. You know, does the page load quickly? Am I in the right place? Give them a benefit-oriented reason to stay, provide reasons to believe, and make the layout, the visual hierarchy clear and easy to consume. Those six simple principles apply to every website, on every page on the website, will make the entire website more effective.
You know, that's really good information, because, you know, when I look at my website, I'm like, oh, okay, I've changed it. Like, I change it probably weekly.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't working. Okay, I'm going to try this. Oh, this isn't working. I'm going to try this. Before you know it, you know, I've tried a million things and Google's still like, okay, you know, I get lots and then I don't get lots, and I can see what's working and what isn't working. But, you know, these programs like SEMrush and Ahrefs and Ubersuggest, all of these programs, they come in and they say, oh, there's too much HTML to the words. Oh, there's not enough words. Oh, there's too many words. And they're all different. Is really that much of a structure to...
Yeah, let's talk about that. SEO is an important factor, and you should be knowledgeable about SEO so that you're aware of it. But counting on SEO to drive your business is a long and expensive process.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if you look at it, if you look at your domain authority and you use some simple tools that tell you what your organic traffic is every month, and then you compare that organic traffic to your actual traffic, and you'll find there's a big old gap. And that gap is people who are getting to you by referral, getting to you through things like this podcast, getting to you by networking events or social media or et cetera. And those are the people that you need to be very aware of, and because they're arriving at your homepage. So they're arriving with the view of solving a problem. One of the questions I ask is, what's the primary objective of your website? And people will inevitably say conversion, and they're almost always wrong.
Yeah, I can't say that that's mine. I mean, that would be nice, but that really is not my objective.
Right. Most businesses, and especially professional services businesses, the primary objective should be confirmation. You want, the goal of your homepage is to confirm to referral traffic that you understand their problem. Then you can provide some reason to believe. Then you can provide them a pathway. Then you can provide them an opportunity to engage with you, the conversion event. I'm not suggesting that conversion isn't important. Of course it is important, but it's not the primary goal of the homepage, because you've got to go through these steps, because whether you like it or not, they're on their journey and it's about them, not you.
True. It's always about them, not you. What is it supposed to be about me? There's so many different types of websites though.
Yep.
And which types of websites do you usually work with?
Our expertise is websites and understanding UX. We can work with pretty much any business.
Mm-hmm.
Our specific target audience is six-figure businesses who are or who want to be using digital marketing to drive growth. We're not a good fit for people who are just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to help them. I have the 6 seconds or less website audit that I do for folks, where I can share a lot of valuable information. But where we make the biggest difference is businesses who have gotten to a certain point where they're, you know, trying to drive growth, and being their own webmaster does not make a lot of sense for them financially.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we're a full service proposition where we have staff that can take care of all of the getting things done part of managing a website. Now, there are lots of people who just enjoy doing that, and that's awesome. They're perfectly welcome to do that too. But most of our customers come to us because they want to stop doing that. They want to have the additional expertise that's brought, because what we do is not what they do. And so that's how we serve people.
Yeah, I can tell you from experience, managing your own website is a full-time job.
Yep.
And if that's not what you get paid for, why are you doing it?
Exactly. And particularly when you get to a certain level. I mean, when you're first starting out, sure. But when you're starting to generate, you know, several $100,000 in revenue every year, really, is that a good place for you to be spending your time?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. You know, there's so much more that you could teach people, because you haven't even scratched the surface of getting people to your website. Once they're on their website, leading them through and guiding them through the story in order to convert at the end. So where can people find all that information and all that authority piece that you have in your brand? Where can they go and find that?
Well, your best bet is to take advantage of the free website audit that we offer. If you go to 6secondsorless.com, that's 6secondsorless.com, you can book some time on my calendar and we will look at your website and we'll have a conversation about how the website fits into your business and how you can support your customers better through usually a few simple changes.
It is a simple change in that they're just telling the wrong story on the page.
Exactly. It's mostly that, or they've another common mistake that I see is what I call designers run amok.
That's me, folks. That is 100% me. That's why when you said free, I'm like, yeah, it's not going to be free for me.
Yeah, it's people pay a whole bunch of money to have a designer produce this beautiful website. And it really is quite beautiful, but it's not functional. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad conversation sometimes. But
yeah, because we like, as a designer and a writer, I like to make things look good. It's my job to make you look good. It's sure. my job to make you good sound is important. Good. Right? It's, you know, I make people look good. I make people sound good. But when it comes to my own website, I just have so many pieces because, like I said, it's an authority site. Think Forbes for brand storytelling.
Yeah.
It's not a, hey, this is your problem. Here's the service. Please buy. Whereas, you know, most people that you work with have something that they want someone to purchase.
Right.
And I do have things that people want to purchase, but that's not my main purpose for being.
Sure. And that's fine. I mean, that's totally fine. But what you're describing is a functional thing. Mm-hmm. And a website is just that. It is a functional piece in the marketing mix. Mm-hmm. And design needs to support that functionality. Design needs to support the messaging. A simple trick that e-commerce people do, and you'll start to see this all the time, is when they do photo shoots, they don't have the model looking at the camera. They have the model looking over.
Right.
Because they understand that the picture needs to be composed with negative space because there's going to be words over there. Yeah. And if you can have the model looking at the words, then people will instinctively look at the words too. And that's a really good example of design working to support the functionality of the website.
Yeah, it's very important to have those line sites and make sure that, you know, your images and everything, the lines in your page do that Z as
right.
well.
And most people are right-handed. Their eye tracking goes from the upper left-hand corner to the lower right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. Don't put your call to action button in the lower left-hand corner.
They won't see it.
They won't see it.
Anyways, I want to thank you, James, so much for joining me here today on Brand Appeal, talking to me about this. I have to spend all day at Potapalooza, which I love doing, which is great. But now I'm thinking, oh my God, I got to go fix my website. what I'm going to be doing for the next few days.
Go to 6secondsorless.com and book some time on my calendar, and we can talk about it together. It'll probably be a very fun conversation.
Oh, it probably will be. You'll be like, what the heck are you doing, girl? But you know what, folks? Nobody should tell their own story, including me. Listener, I hope that you learned something new today, and I know that I did in this conversation with James. And if you want to talk to James, make sure that you head on over to innatelady.com in order to find out more about how James can help you with your digital marketing. And if you are heading over to the Standout Summit, January 30th to February 3rd, make sure that you take in James's presentation, where he will talk more about how you can create a hub and spoke wheel of your digital footprint. Now, if you've missed the Standout Summit, don't worry. The digital book is coming out, and James's presentation, along with the presentation of all the other speakers, will be in the book and benefits that you want to get. The book launch is March 20th, so make sure that you find out about the book launch by becoming a Market Appeal subscriber. Just head over to marketappeal.com. On that front page, go down and subscribe to the Appealing newsletter, and you will find out about everything, including the next episode of Brand Appeal. Well, until next time, peel out.